This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Cyberjaya in Focus, a three-part series discussing Cyberview's plans for Cyberjaya. I'm Christine Wong, and for this episode, I'm speaking to Shafinaz Salim, head of the Technology Hub Development Division at Cyberview, about incentives in Cyberjaya. So what general incentives are Cyberview providing to companies looking to move into Cyberjaya?
We actually develop a collaborative framework with various investment promotion agencies. We also work closely together introducing valuable incentives to attract investments into Cyberjaya, especially for first-time investors. So for Cyberview, we support businesses, including like access to financial facilities, providing the competitive R&D environment. We provide the end-to-end assistance and facilitation for investors and businesses through our newly established Cyberjaya Investment and Services Center. And most importantly, we've actually provide the access to our Cyberview Living Lab signature program, which becomes the launchpad for tech companies, startups, and innovators to grow the companies.
Fantastic. So what are some specific fiscal incentives for existing and future Cyberjaya companies?
Some of the initiatives that we rolled out since the pandemic include the Cyberview Rent Relief Incentive. This incentive offers for those affected businesses the rent relief up to 6 months. Today, 95 companies have benefited from this incentive that amounting to total value of more than 1.5 million in business relief in the form of rental moratorium and also discounts. On top of that, there are also the business and investment incentives that which we leverage from our partnership with MIDA that includes the tax savings. I think under MIDA, there is this domestic investment strategic fund that helps to assist local companies that are currently facing challenges in their operations due to the global supply chain disruptions, as we know that the border is closed, right? So resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. Aside from there, Cyberview, we also offer the internship incentive, whereby we assist employers in hiring interns subsidized by Cyberview. There's another program or incentive that we offer, which is for Cyberjaya companies, whereby we actually work with JobStreet to offer free job slots to Cyberjaya companies. And to date, 37 companies have benefited, whereby 200 job allocations were offered from this platform.
And what kind of funding support can Cyberjaya companies expect in the future?
Venture financing, for example, the one being offered by Malaysia Debt Ventures, can help support companies, especially startups, to pivot quickly and stay differentiated in today's competitive and fast-moving market. They provide the likes of the debt equity, project financing. Aside from that, we also work closely with Cradle, very helpful towards the startups and also tech companies, whereby they provide the grants for commercialization. For us, Cyberview, we also provide the Cyberview Living Lab program. One of it is the Cyberview Living Lab Accelerator program that serves as the launch pad for our startups to accelerate. And in addition to that, the startups also will be offered a rent-free workspace at our co-working space called Co-Innovate. They also receive industry mentoring on top of the value-added services that's worth more than 100,000 ringgit per company or per startup that can benefit from this.
So tell me about the MOU Cyberview signed with MIDA and Talent Corp and how that affects Cyberjaya.
For MIDA, from the inking of the MOU that we had, so we actually integrate our Cyberjaya Investment and Services Center that was launched from the beginning of the pandemic last year with MIDA One Stop Center. Among the programs that we have done to date include the Cyberview MIDA Startup Pitching Program. We had two series, one in August and also one in September. With Talent Corp, the other MOU that we marked with, also provide the facilitation to leverage on each other's expertise and network and exchange of sharing insights to shape the strong talent ecosystem in Cyberjaya. So we organize programs that related to talent ecosystem, such as for internships, talent matching, upskilling programs, all this to also improve the employability skills, which are also aligned with Cyberview Living Lab talent initiatives.
And what is the general aim for the future of Cyberview?
In the final quarter this year, in September, Cyberview actually took over the development rights over 400 of acres in the Cyberjaya flagship Zone 9. So thereby, here we enable the company to truly put our revitalizing Cyberjaya master plan into reality.
That was Shafina Salim, Head of the Technology Hub Development Division at CyberView, discussing incentives in Cyberjaya. I'm Christine Wong, and you've been listening to Cyberjaya in Focus on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.